see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome, families, to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Campbell. I'm the host of the show, and you are welcome here today. It is the 1st of April, and, yeah, I know, it's a semi-Halloween, right? It's an April Fool's Day. They really don't have any records of it being based on completely a pagan holiday or whatever, but it's slightly. The Iranians play jokes on each other, and there's some theories about it, but nothing really big about it. Remind you that my name is Thomas Gambell. For those that don't know, you are welcome here today. Those are new guys, new people. I think we have some new ones today, I do believe. And you're welcome here. And tonight we have Bible study. I have Bible study from 8 to 9, Monday through Friday. And the broadcast 4 to 6, Monday through Friday. And that's what we do. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to print news in detail and explain to you really what's going on in quite a few of them. People are missing it. When you have a major incident that's going on, like this religious freedom kind of thing happening now, you can guarantee there's something going on in the background that's not being told to everybody. That's being kept in public. Some of the public don't even want to know. They don't even want to have any idea about what's going on. And they want to stay in that slumber state and just watch a little TV. Some people are happy with that. I don't know, for me it's frustrating because when you see these plans that's being laid before us, and when you try to tell people, they don't want to hear it. Of course, I'm preaching to the choir here because I'm sure you all have experienced that as well. And this is not just friends and relatives and whatever. We're talking at the highest level. Deception is rampant. Rampant. And it's increasing every day. It's getting worse. Because people, the more fear they have and uncertainty, the more they want to crawl in a hole. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. I've actually had people tell me that. I don't believe what you're saying. You going to see the evidence? No. Real quick. Don't have to even think about it. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I will start off with some of the current news, as I said, and then we're going to evolve from there. And I'll explain what's really behind the scenes in this religious discrimination or religious tolerance bill that's going around and so forth. They got a trick up their sleeve. One that nobody's picking up on. At least I haven't heard anybody yet. I've been trolling the YouTube and so forth, but what's really going on, I haven't heard anybody talk about it. I'm going to talk about it today. It's so diabolical, you can't even imagine of what they're really up to. And how they're using the euthanasia. The religious discrimination issue that's coming up in Indiana and all that. It's non-discrimination, yet it's turning out to be. All this, family, all this is scripted out. Did you know that? It's all scripted. Now, I'll explain as I go along what they really got set up. Lord, thank you today that we come together in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, I lay before you this broadcast and Bible studies, Father, and your service. Father, I pray. I ask that you, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, guide us. Guide me, Lord, as I go through this today and the rest of this week. That, Lord, you'll lead us. You'll lead me. Father, that we also pray for our families and those around us, Lord, for healing. That's people looking for jobs and people that are in fear. Lord, that you give them comfort. And those that's lost loved ones in these plane crashes and other areas, Lord, you give the families comfort, Lord, and use these tragedies, Father, to bring others to Jesus. Father, we pray for an awakening in this country. We pray, Lord, that the men of God will come out of the pulpits and start preaching the truth. Lord, we pray that those in the high-level military will, Father, get away from these secret societies, start telling the truth. And Lord, we pray in education that there's brave teachers out there that start exposing what's really going on behind the doors. How they're holding back the education, how they're driving them to a humanist point of view by design. Father, we pray for our veterans. And children that are being injected with these vaccinations. The microchips have been put in their bodies. Now, Lord, that you'll render these effects null and void. And Father, to cover us with the blood of Jesus, these demonic entities, it's starting to increase in their activity. Many people don't see it. But Lord, we need that protection and opportunities that we can witness to others, and Father, to be given opportunities to exercise a spiritual warfare that's getting ready to hit. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. And Father, we thank you for the King James Bible that guides us every day. For those that read it, Lord, that you'll bring others to this Bible. The Father, this is the playbook that tells us what's going to happen because, well, Lord, we know it's going by the book. That's why, Father, we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, this is what I live for every day, is this broadcast. 6 years now, so I'm told. As I said many times, I don't keep track, really. I just look ahead. I found out to be the best thing to do, is to look ahead. Family, what's on the skyline, what's going down, as they say, this April the 1st, is this gay discrimination debate in Indiana that's over a law that guarantees religious rights. Seems very complicated. Well, it actually kind of boils down to a few simple concepts. Now, I'll give you the rendition that I think everybody else has given. And then I'm going to tell you what it's really for. I'm going to do both. Yeah? I'm going to complicate it a little bit more. I'm going to show you what they got in the background that people don't realize. First of all, this governor, now I can't say he's a Freemason, but he's going to kowtow to the Freemasons if he's not one. So I can't say he's a Freemason unless I really know. Like Ron Paul, he's absolutely a Freemason. There's no question about that. Billy Graham, no doubt whatsoever. And Robert Shuler and most all of TBN and 700 Club, they're Freemasons and Eastern Stars. No doubt about that. But he wouldn't be governor for nothing. You know that Ventura's a Freemason. We know that he's a liar. We know he's a TV guy and a governor was, like Schwarzenegger. Notice that we put movie stars in positions of political power. That's dumb. Because they have one title. It's called, what is it? Oh, actor. That's a problem. Reagan faked it, that he was a patriot. Absolutely was not. He was a Knights of Malta family. He took a blood oath to work for the Vatican in secret. Just like Rick Joyner and Jerry Boykin. Wesley Clark's a Rhodes Scholar, took a blood oath against America. Go ahead and look at it. Look at the blood oath, do it. And you'll see for yourself. Matter of fact, it's so significant. The controversy of belonging to the Knights of Malta, which goes back to about the 11th century, this organization, of evil. Absolutely is. That they wrote a letter, Rick Joyner, and I believe Jerry Boykin, Rick Joyner definitely did, wrote a letter, long letter, trying to explain his way out of it. Because he knew. The letter is full of baloney. It's 3 pages of nonsense. Oh, did I tell you I don't hold nothing back? I don't. But you can figure it out right now when you look. Rick Joyner, Jerry Boykin, Knights of Malta, very, very high level. Actually, more power than the President of the United States. See, the President of the United States, he doesn't have any power. Neither does Putin. They work together under the Vatican. The Vatican's controlled by the Illuminati, the Italian, German, Roman Illuminati controls them, not the Jews. And the Jews that they're talking about is fake Jews anyway. Ashkenazi, Chazars in Israel. The real biblical Jerusalem is when Jesus Christ is there, not the fake Jews there today. The Star of David, for example, is a hexagram. It's witchcraft. So is our pentagram on our stars and stripes. The Islamic flag has a moon for Allah. Allah is Satan. And it's the rest of them too. The star by itself in Saudi Arabia and Islam, these flags with a star, that's Lucifer, the morning star. But he's not the bright and morning star, who is Jesus. Revelation 22:16. Jesus is the only bright morning star. Family, this is how they work. They label and confuse people. So the flags represent the occult in every country. A sun god, Ra, sun, some kind of sun or whatever. In Colombia, the Mary statue, goddess. Every flag and a lot of emblems in the governments have occult symbols. A lot of people don't realize. Okay, enough of that. But you see, this is how it really works in the background. I'm laying the groundwork. Back to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, RFRA, RFRA, we'll call it RFRA, okay, I won't call it that. About 20 states, 20, have passed their own RFRA, oh, I did it again, didn't I, since 1997. And you know, after the United States Supreme Court ruled that a federal RFRA law from 1993 didn't apply to individual states. Now, does this sound a little familiar? Yeah, lifting the ban for same-sex marriage. This is how they do it. Yeah. They get one or two states. This is what they tried to do to sterilize your children with the HPV shot. That's a fact. Governor Perry. Them governors, man. Those governors, I don't know what they got in their food or whether they got a lobotomy, like the Joint Chief of Staff gets a lobotomy, I think, when they get one-star general. I think they give him a lobotomy up there at Walter Reed. That's what they do. They give him a lobotomy. Huh. Anyway, so something changes in them. Because they become Freemasons. They become Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars. They join the CFR. That is the Illuminati. Total, absolute evil. I can prove every word I'm telling you to with quotes, dates, names. Now, so what they do is they get a law passed in one state. Governor Perry, that's where I was going. Governor Perry tried to pass the HPV shot. In Texas, in 2010, I believe it was. He got it for 2 months. He passed it through one of their legislative branches. And parents and others went to battle and stopped it. Family, France, India, Japan, and Spain have stopped using the HPV shot because it's killing their girls and it's sterilizing them. How come we still use it, you lying doctors and nurses? Because you don't have the backbone to tell you the truth, do you? No, you don't. You don't have the backbone. And you, chief of staff up there, you not care about your children. You go to war, you got your medals from Vietnam to whatever. Or I don't think Korea, you'd be too old. You've lost your backbone. What's wrong? You're taking a blood oath to lie, cheat, and steal. That's why. A blood oath under Freemasonry. In the secret societies. Haven't you? So you can't do the right thing. The ends justify the means. So Governor Perry almost got it passed mandatory that 9 to 12 year old girls in Texas had to take the HPV shot. He failed. Thanks to those in Texas who stopped it. See, they were going to do that. I know that West Virginia, some state up north, West Virginia, I don't know whether it's Maine or one of the state, two, three states, were ready to jump on it, just like same-sex marriage, just like this Religious Freedom Restoration Act, just like they're going to do in Oregon when they pass the Child Euthanasia Act. Man, 49 states should be converging on Oregon. And stop the passage of that bill. And bury it. And in Washington State, Texas has got it on the table too. So your child can kill himself if they're disabled, or they have, disabled means ADHD also. They're not telling you that though. If they use a Ouija board And this is causing suicides. For goodness sakes, family. The Ouija board is, in fact, causing suicides. You don't believe me? You check it out. If you don't, it's your fault. You're responsible for your child. If you don't wake up and check that Ouija board out, you're going to find it's real. And the demonic entities are real. And they're killing kids because of the Ouija board. It is not some little game. It's dangerous. Now you can poo-poo it if you want to. But it's going to increase in intensity. Mark my word on that. It's going to happen. And the drugs they put in the bodies, and you put the Ouija board out, you got a deadly cocktail. You're going to lose your child. Don't let it happen. The HPV shot is there to sterilize them. I've got a study on my website. Look at it. Decide for yourself. WatchmenForJesus.com. It's right there. They're targeting our military personnel with suicide. I've got a study there for that too. I mean business. And this is, you know, I'm not a jokester, and I'm not here to entertain. I'm here to inform. Well, here we go. Religious Freedom Restoration Act. 20 states now have passed it. 37 states, maybe 38 by now, moving on, for a same-sex marriage, lifting the ban. And how many states is going to approve the signing of the International Rights of the Child? 140 countries have already ratified it. America's and Somalia is waiting. What's the connection? When our Congress signs, they failed in 1989. I talked about that a couple of days ago. They've been waiting to get the mind changed in America, and the Congress changed in America. Working on them, making them Freemasons, putting a thumb on them that they're going to approve the signing of this horrific, egregious treaty. When they sign the International Rights of the Child and it's ratified in America, it is an effect. And it overrides any so-called alleged constitution, which doesn't exist in the first place, Tea Party, militia. It does not. And if it did, the treaty, UN treaty, overrides it, slam dunk. What does it do? It allows your child to have have time with the school counselor, and you can't be there. Or you, if you say, well, I will be there, my kid, they will put a police on you, and you will go to jail in a heartbeat. And there's nothing you can do about it. And if your child says, you know, I'm just really tired of this ADHD, or they're disabled, they want to die, you can't stop them when they sign a piece of paper and they're under 18 years of age. Now, you tell me that's not serious. It's coming. It's a guarantee. You see? So you get people in your state to follow that International Rights of the Child and you squash it. You find out about this Oregon Child Euthanasia Act, assisted suicide, nonsense, and you squash it. Pray against it. Armed revolution, like Chuck Baldwin and all these guys are talking about, is nonsense. They work for the other side anyway. McChrystal, Jerry Boykin, Wesley Clark, all the rest of them that are Joint Chief of Staff and members of the Council of Foreign Relations. They're lying to the American public as far as being patriots and all that sort of thing. If you knew them back when they were lieutenants and you were going to school together and all that, they are not the same person today that they were then. The Lord got a hold of me, I guess, here lately, and today told me to start talking more so and to speak boldly, and I'm going to do that. It has to be done. This is how they do it. So now they're focused on Religious Freedom Restoration Act. So now here we go. Now, the core reasoning behind this law is that the government has to show a very strong state concern. And that's if a law forces someone to, do something against their religious beliefs. Now, follow me here. And while I'm talking, trying to explain this doggone thing, and I'm not a lawyer, so I got to struggle through this, but I'm going to plant a seed in the back of your mind. It's called humanism and Satanism. Put that in the back of your mind. And that's a subtle hint. Well, not so subtle. Of where they're heading with this. That people don't realize. Now this concept of this so-called religious freedom. It goes back to Supreme Court decision Sherbert versus Verner from 1963. And the Sherbert test says that if a person claims sincere religious belief and a government action places a substantial burden on this belief, then the government needs to prove a compelling state interest that it pursued that action in the best or least burdensome way. Now, that's some researched political terms. Now, Indiana, the law contains two provisions, and they're being debated nationally, obviously, just like same-sex marriage, just like all the others. They sneak up on you while you're worrying about something else. One provision allows corporations, as well as individuals, to file lawsuits. And these lawsuits can be filed in, certain cases, say, where they feel their religious rights, humanism and Satanism, Islam too if they want, or Mormonism, or I don't know, rheumatism, or whatever the dickens you want to call your religion, that they're being violated. My rights are being violated. I can't worship the way I want to. So the second provision now allows person, individual, or corporation, which, by the way, we as Americans, we're corporations anyway. We're dummy corporations. Did you know that? Yeah. But anyway, it's another story. This second provision allows persons to sue each other over violations without the government being a part of the lawsuit. Ouch. That puts it in states and counties and towns, villages, houses, dungeons, or whatever. So now the opponents of this Indiana RFRA, riffraff, I call it riffraff, said that these two provisions would promote discrimination and that against the LGBT community, homosexual community, transgender community, etc. And this would happen by making it easier for religious objectors to win court cases when discrimination is alleged. And what it does is it shifts the legal burden to accusers who may not have a local or state government supporting their case. Well, it opens up freedom, all right. In comes ACLU, white hats and all. If they got a black and white issue, NAACP, ACLU, look out, Jack. They're in town, man. The hotels will be filled up. Now, in these particular cases, the plaintiff might not live in the area where the anti-homosexual discrimination laws are on the books. Now, those who support this act says that this law is identical to the laws that's championed by President Clinton in 1993. They all work together anyway. That'd be part of the reason. All the presidents work together in this, all the way back. One leads to the next. And in 1993, State Senator Barack Obama and similar laws passed by 19 other states, as well as a federal riffraff, that act, that law, that still remains in effect in federal jurisdictions. Oh, I sense the feds are going to step in on this, don't you? That's how they do it. They have the states quarrel and argue. People in there, and then the Fed says, stand back. We're here to help you. Yeah, right. Now, they also said there's no record of a successful court case where a riffraff, these kind of base discrimination, was upheld against gays. It's causing division and redirection from the actual purpose of this, and I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Now, some local and national business organizations, they have expressed some concerns that this act or this law could lead to situations where the court rulings upheld discrimination against the gays. So, they threatened to or actually withdrew their activities or business activities from that state. Just left. And in turn, Indiana politicians now say they will alter the law. They'll change the law so that they make it clear that the Indiana, the test case, doesn't endorse discrimination, when in fact it's already happening. They're lying like a rug. Now, how is it this Indiana law could make all these guarantees without making the homosexual community a protected class under the state law? That remains to be seen. And you know, the members of these classes in Indiana are protected against discrimination. And guess what? Yep, they have brought it all in. That includes race, color, national origin, and religion as factors. Now, in 1990, 3 years before Clinton got involved in this, the Supreme Court said in the Employment Division versus Smith that two American Indians that worked in drug rehab counselors could be fired from their jobs. Now, the counselors we're talking about here, they ingested peyote. That's what I call marijuana on steroids, peyote. And this was part of the religious ceremonies conducted by the Native American church. The peyote, by the way, the sweat lodge, opens up to demonic possession, just like yoga does. Marijuana, all the other drugs, by the way. Peace pipes, all that is part of it. Goes back a long time ago. All that's part of it. That's a religion. Shamanism. Justice Antonin Scalia, I believe it's called Scalia, S-C-A-L-I-A. He said that using a religious exemption in conflict of a valid law, quote, would open the prospect of constitutionally required exemptions from civic obligations of almost every conceivable kind. So what happened was, 3 years later, a near unanimous Congress passed a federal RFRA Act in 1993. And Billy Bob Clinton here signed the law. So the feds said that governments should not substantially burden religious exercise without compelling justification, unquote. And, quote, the compelling interest test as set forth in prior federal court rulings is a workable test for striking these balances, sensible balances, between your religious liberty, how you want to worship, and compelling prior government interest before. Had another court case, 1997. City of Boerne versus Flores said that Congress had exceeded its constitutional powers by enacting the federal RFRA. Why? reports are that Congress couldn't determine the way in which the state could enforce the law. How are they going to enforce it? They don't know. So the federal riffraff no longer applied to the state. So the states acted on their own. So 1998 and 2014, between those years, 19 states passed their own acts, laws. And as of last year, Arizona sought to pass a RFRA law. He called it the SB 1062, I believe. And that included provisions about corporate personhood and private lawsuits as included in the law. Then they had another one in Arizona. Keep coming up with all these situations. I mean, if it's not pizza, it's not a restaurant, it's photography. So in New Mexico, Elin Photography and Wilcock, the New Mexico Supreme Court in 2013, then decided that a photographer who refused to document same-sex couples' commitment, the ceremony, violated the state's public accommodations laws, and New Mexico RFRA Act didn't allow for lawsuits between two private parties. And now they can. So an appeal wasn't accepted by the U.S. Supreme Court. But Arizona did pass the law, but outgoing Governor Jan Brewer, she vetoed 1062, and that was after the local national business leaders voiced their concern. They spoke out. Now, backlash time. In Indiana now, your governor, Mike Pence, he is now facing a similar business backlash. Because you got legal scholars are debating the merits of Indiana's law. They got to have a test case to get things started now, since they got same-sex marriage. Now they got to have this act here. It's all pre-planned, family. And there's one prominent question about private party lawsuits. There's where it gets sticky. Because some experts have argued that the clear intent of the federal law, which is going to be used as a model for all the state laws, of course, is to allow your private parties, wherever they are, to sue each other over discrimination and legal claims. Can you imagine the trouble that's going to cause? But there's more than that. Now, keep in mind what I said about where this is really heading. Humanism. Satanism. That's the ultimate goal. Yeah, these sneaky folks. See, the language in the federal law doesn't explicitly say this about the private parties suing each other. So the lower federal courts, circuit courts, they call them, are split on the issue. The lower court splits. It's kind of a precursor to the Supreme Court taking a case. Doesn't seem very compelling. At least not enough for four Supreme Court justices when they denied hearing the New Mexico photography case. So for now, even if Indiana changes all its laws, this controversy may not go away, and I predict it won't. They're going to use this as a vehicle for something bigger. In Arkansas, Billy Bob Clinton's old haunt, and where they brought in drugs from South America, CIA did in Labrador Airports in Arkansas. Oh, yeah. Billy Bob Clinton made sure that was hidden during his reign as governor of Arkansas. Yeah. Bush and them worked together bringing drugs from South America. Before that was Vietnam and South America bringing drugs in. That's another story. I know I digress. There's so many rabbit holes in this darn thing. But you know, in Arkansas, there's a bill that's similar to Governor Asa Hutchinson for their approval. He said he'll sign it. And guess what? In my home state, North Carolina, are considering similar legislation. And dated April the 1st, 2015, lickety-split, guess what? A pizza parlor in Indiana. First business to deny service to the gay community. Man, they waste no time to get this ball in a row now, did they? As a matter of fact, they have a picture. They have a picture of the pizza parlor. It's very telling, too. In this pizza parlor picture, it's got a checkerboard floor. I mean, we're talking, you could play giant checkers, no problem. Checkerboard floor. The yin, the yang. Freemason up the yin yang. And then he got the red plastic covering for the seats, for the booths. And they've got a white pyramid painting down, pointing down toward the seat. This is so Masonic and Rosicrucian, it's not even funny. Man, that smells of Druidism. Yeah. Black sun all over it. Yeah. Memories Pizza. Memories Pizza, restaurant owned by O'Connor. The pizza owner claimed they have a right to protect the religious beliefs. See, it's reversed itself. And they're doing it on purpose. All this is pre-planned. Oh, heck yeah. Oh, yeah. They waste no time in this. See, when they set this thing up, they said, okay, it's passed. All right, let's do it. All right, now you want to go there, and O'Connor, we want you to deny him. And you got the music, right? You got the story? All right. We want to put it. April the 1st? All right, let's do it. That's how it's done, family. It's a production. That's why I don't respect none of this, because it's all produced. It's not spontaneous. It's not in the right spirit of it. It's like a movie. It's like a reality show already prescripted. It's a fake and a fraud. Religious freedoms in school. Religious freedoms in your council meetings. Religious freedoms in your police departments and everywhere else. What religious freedom are we talking about? What could they possibly want to do? Well, I think it's about time I told you what they're really up to. They got the NCAA concerned over Indiana law that allows for business to reject gays. Here they come. And did you know, to put a bad light on Christianity, which is not hard to do, which they're doing it on purpose, Cardinal Raymond Burke, on cue, says, quote, gays, remarried Catholics are just as sinful as murderers. That's what a cardinal said. Hey, what a blue jay. I mean, come on now, family. This is ridiculous. How can these people that have a position of power, responsibility for people's souls, be so dumb? How's that work? I have no respect for that whatsoever. Gays, remarried Catholics are just as sinful as murderers. Unquote. Indiana passes insane law giving restaurants the right to refuse gay diners. Boy, that sounds like discrimination to me, don't you? Now, I'm just giving you neutral. I'm telling you what they're doing. You understand? I'm not for it. I'm not against it. I'm just playing a neutral position here. But I'm telling you like it is. Now, what else we got here? You got Stephen King. See, all these guys that are Hollywood and authors, it's international. Here we go. Stephen King slams Indiana's anti-gay religious freedom law in the best way possible. This is how they do it. They put it up like a target, and then they're told, okay, now start taking shots at it. They even have TV coming, reality TV, transvestite stories are starting to come on reality TV now. Orange is the new black transparent success. Man, they are moving right along. And now I've not even got to the race part of it. Talking about the race, whether they're trying to get us all to fight each other, the race-wise. See, they got us divided. Every way possible. Man, people are falling for it out there. All right, now. What's this all about, Alfie? What's it all about? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, y'all. Golly, Pete. Let's go this route. I'll let this fella tell you. How about that? I'll let this fella speak for me, the real reason for this religious act. Religious freedom is not for homosexuals, not even for atheists, necessarily. It's for these rascals, right here. December the 2nd, 2014. At a city commission's meeting, we'll tell you exactly what they're up to.
Triolo?
Here.
Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell?
Here.
Commissioner Christopher McVoy?
Here.
Commissioner Andy Amoroso?
Here.
Commissioner John Zerbe?
Present.
If everyone would please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Vice Mayor Scott Maxwell.
Now, half of this council's leave the meeting right now. It's pathetic. Well, I don't blame him leaving. If you haven't heard this, here we go. He sees them leave, and watch what happens.
Duly noted.
Okay, here we go.
Our collective atheism, which is to say loving empathy, scientific evidence, and critical thinking, leads us to believe that we can create a better, more equal community without religious divisions. May we pray together. Mother Earth, we gather today in your redeeming and glorious presence to invoke your eternal guidance in the universe, the original creator of all things. May the efforts of this council blend the righteousness of Allah with the all-knowing wisdom of Satan. May Zeus, the great God of justice, grant us strength tonight. Jesus might forgive our shortcomings, while Buddha enlightens us through his divine affection. We praise you, Krishna, for the sanguine sacrifice that freed us all. After all, if Almighty Thor is with us, who can ever be against us? And finally, for the bounty of logic, reason, and science, we simply thank the atheists, agnostics, humanists, who now account for 1 in 5 Americans, and growing rapidly. In closing, let us above all love one another, not to obtain mythical rewards for ourselves now, hereafter, or based on superstitious threats of eternal damnation, but rather embrace secular-based principles of morality and do good for goodness sake. And so we pray, so what?
Now, they've done the prayer, now they do the Pledge of Allegiance, and the guys come back in.
They have to lift,
come back in for the Pledge of Allegiance.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all. Okay, agenda additions, deletions, or reordering. Pamela?
I guess at this time, staff would like to believe.
Back in December the 2nd. December the 2nd, 2014, Lake Worth City Commissioners meeting. A real meeting It wasn't the Dungeons and Dragons.
Somebody from the Freedom from...
It wasn't the Dungeons and Dragons. It was a real city commissioner's meeting. Y'all get it now? You see where they're after? The Christians left on this. I can only imagine they probably said a prayer after while they were going with that. Then they came back in for the Pledge of Allegiance, for goodness sake. The Christians left. Duly noted. Didn't he not say that 1 in 5? Up to date now? 1 in 4. 1 in 4 and growing rapidly. I checked. And he says mythical rewards. Well, when's the last time y'all saw Thor besides a video game? These are adults talking here, you understand? In the city commissioner's meeting. And then they're going after the atheists, badgered for not praying at a public meeting. Man, they got the shotgun out. The whole idea is to be able to worship Lucifer. That's why they're doing it. And let me tell you something, atheists and homosexuals and those anti-God, let me tell you something. It's documented. It's going to happen. That when they finally get control, and they will for a short period of time, they're going to force you, agnostic, they're going to force you, atheist. I don't care whether you believe in Satan or not. It don't matter. Or Lucifer. It don't matter what you believe. And they're going to force everybody else to worship Lucifer. This is documented. You understand this? And the Shriners, they know this too, by the way. And if you don't, when this time comes, they're going to kill you. So you atheists, you better wake up. And those agnostic, you better make a decision right quick. Because the time's coming. Before that particular event in December of 2004, also about the 9th of May 2014, also about May of 9th, 2014, about 6 months, give or take, 7 months or so. That was not isolated. 3 days after Supreme Court ruled that sectarian legislative prayer was constitutional in Greece versus Galloway, a man in Deerfield Beach, Florida, requested to open a session of the town council or the Florida State Senate with a satanic prayer. Chaz Stevens, a Satanist, says, I quote, I just want equal billing. We allow various religious nut jobs to give a prayer. They pray to Jesus, who's make-believe. God, who's make-believe. Why not Satan, who's make-believe, huh? Why discriminate against one make-believe God over another? Satan and I are being circumvented. The city of Deerfield Beach has once again declared war on religion, and this time it's Satanism. Unquote. Now you know the reason of this passing this bill. They're not telling you that. They're going to bring Satanism in your schools. They're going to make it, and here goes the next step. Oh, I'm not done. No. When they have total control, you're not going to be able to worship because it's going to reverse itself. You can't worship God or Jesus in front of us. And we're Satanists, they say. That's where it's headed. They're not telling people about this. And when that happens, along with making abortion legal, making marijuana legal, making child euthanasia that your child can elect to kill themselves and you can't do it, stop it, legal, all the states are same-sex marriage, which goes against the Bible. All this other, God's going to pull away. And man, I'm going to tell you what, Hoover Dam's going down. Now let's go back and revisit, whatever. You understand what I'm saying here. It's judgment's coming. What happened to Israel in 70 AD? wasn't good, wasn't pretty. When you change the laws, you take away the opportunity of individuals to do the right thing when you change the laws. And when you do this here, Satanism is going after you. And homosexuals, I don't approve of your lifestyle, but let me tell you something. They're treating you unfair. You know why? If they're going to discriminate against homosexuals. Now, I will admit, if you owned a flower shop or you owned a cake thing and you were asked to cater it and you realize homosexual, it does go against your religious beliefs. They should have the right to refuse. What's wrong with that? Then find one that won't. What's the problem? You're discriminating against a Christian for refusing. That's not fair. See, let's play fair here. So you're making a Christian, go against his own beliefs or lose his business and be put out to pastor. Well, the Satanists are working this out to where homosexuals, Christians, atheists will be targeted. And you all don't know that. You do now, but that's what they're up to. And your government, Britain, France, all of Europe, China, Russia, all of them are going to the New World Order. It's based on Satanism and Luciferianism. Lucifer, Satan, the same one. That's where they're headed. They will eventually make it illegal to worship God. Now, let's go back to refusing. And I read this when I did some research. I had to look at it three times. Was it just refusing to cater to something when you knew it was homosexual? That's your right to do that if you want. You can refuse, but they're trying to make it where you can't. Okay, well, let's say, and I looked at other places, and the other instances and situations, and guess what? It also means that they can refuse service in the restaurant. I said, I couldn't believe that. I'll tell you why. What are you going to do when someone comes up, if you have the right to refuse service, to give them a pizza or give them whatever, what are you going to base it on? I mean, you're going to have a questionnaire and say, well, are you homosexual? Yes, I'm homosexual. Well, you can't eat here. Next in line. Next, come on. What are you going to do? Okay, so you do that. Well, now what are you going to ask this person? Are you a homosexual? Are you an adulterer? Are you lie, cheat, and steal? You can't eat a pizza. Heck, you might as well just close your business. I mean, if you know it's going to be homosexual catering, that's something you got to deal with. And you can refuse, no problem. But to refuse business, what are they up to here? You going to ask everybody in your restaurant, who in here is a homosexual, adulterer? See, because homosexuality, Freemasons, and adultery, lying, stealing, is the same thing as homosexuality. Let's call it what it is. Fornication. All that is the same sins as murder. And debating, actually, Romans 1:29 is included. Oh, but you know that. Yeah, look it up right now and see what you get. Man, we can't pick and choose what sin we like and don't like. Then, when God says about the commandments, he didn't mean it's a smorgasbord that you can say, pick and choose what you want. It don't work that way. You're going to find your way fast to hell before you know it. You see? And when you do these things, and you've got the Holy Spirit in you, he's going to convict you. Let me tell you, he will. He'll give you a way out. This is what's going on. It's supernatural. But they're trying to take it away by changing the laws and making it where they're coming after Christians. And they're coming after atheists. And they're coming after those that won't worship Lucifer in this new world order. And they're going to kill you. Now, when they kill you, where is your soul going to go? I know this is my broadcast is not for the faint of heart. I'm going to tell you like it is. Because this is what's boiling down to. That's where we're headed, family. That's where we're headed. Now, I don't want you to believe a word I say. I do not want you to believe me. I want you to challenge everything I say, and you can do it right now anytime you want to. You can do that, pull up two windows or something, and when I say something that's kind of like, I don't believe that, while I'm talking, just go in there and you start checking out yourself. Don't wait. You need to educate yourself. Now, right now, I look at the news on Yahoo, and all I'm seeing is Indiana pizza parlor, this, that, and the other. Gay Kentucky basketball player comes out in the game. I mean, it's just left and right all of a sudden. See, I showed you all, was it, what, last week? How all the news is connected, and they're controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. In other words, every news station nationwide is on the same microphone. I mean, in other words, throughout the United States, they say the same words. And there's certain news put out at the same time at 6 o'clock news throughout the United States with the same words. Oh, yeah. And I showed you all last week where they had a report, and it's like 15 newscasters, and there's a collection of these reports in about a 5-minute YouTube. It was kind of like a collection of all of them at the same time, same hour. They all said the same thing. Pretty cleverly done. And they're going after the educators. 11 Atlanta educators were convicted in a test cheating scandal. They forced them to cheat. Because remember, you got to get an education, get a job, right? And then when they do, they arrest them. You know, they have 18 million laws on the books. One law after another. And you know why they've done that? It's in the textbook. That's correct. That's how they do it. And you know what the textbook is? Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, who's followed by Ron Paul and Paul Ryan. Man, those are frauds. I'm sorry, but they are. They follow along with this. Ayn Rand wrote Atlas Shrugged, and Ayn Rand was even a mistress of Philip Rothschild. She took dictation from him. In 1957, wrote Atlas Shrugged, which is a fictional book, but it's written as a textbook in fictional form, so you won't know the difference. It's an actual textbook of Illuminati and how they do things. Now, she wrote in a part of it, and I quote, "There's no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals." Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws. But just pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced or objectively interpreted, and you create a nation of lawbreakers. And then you cash in on guilt. Now that's the system, Mr. Reardon. That's the game. And once you understand it, you'll be much easier to deal with. Unquote. That's what they've done. And so Vladimir Lenin was a student of Adam Weishaupt in his studies. And Vladimir Lenin, you've heard of him, right? We brought him in when we funded the Bolshevik Revolution. Wall Street did. We brought Vladimir Lenin in. Lenin and Trotsky had a relationship with Woodrow Wilson, as did Mandel House also. What a web we weaved. He says, and I quote, Vladimir Lenin says, one, "To destroy the country, you destroy the family," unquote. And another quote, he said, "The best way to control the opposition," and that would be us, "is to lead it ourselves," which is what they do, As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and a dictatorship by consent, unquote. Plot to seize the White House, 1932. They set up General Butler to take over the White House with 500,000 really ticked off World War I veterans. There's your rebellion and dissension. But he blew the whistle on this plot to seize the White House. They were going to catch him in the act and declare martial law. Same thing with Nixon. I got all the evidence on it. Same thing with Reagan. Giafrida, FEMA. They've tried this 6 times to be coming up. So when you're Chuck Baldwin's and Rick Joyner's wants a military coup, which is what they've said openly, and nobody's bothered them. They want that dissension. They want that repression. They want you to go against them. So it justifies martial law. There's no way to rule innocent men. But now this doesn't mean you go along with every law that goes against God. You say, nope, I'm not doing that because it caused me to sin against God. That's where you draw the line. Clergy response teams coming out to disasters, it's coming out, FEMA trained them. They're going to tell you to do everything the government tells you to do. Romans 13, they are liars. Do not do what they say. Then you're going to have those that say, don't do anything anybody says because it's a government of lies. Well, who are you going to, you going to replace it with what? We need a revolution, they say. Really? And who are you going to put in charge, pray tell? You don't have anybody except another Knights of Malta take the place of a Knights of Malta. The pot for the kettle. Don't let them fool you, family. These secret societies are fooling their own people. It's not right what they do. Oh, I'm not done. Idaho Senate invocation was protested by lawmakers because of a Hindu prayer. When? Oh, March the 3rd, 2015. What else? Atheists delivered an invocation. In Lenore City Council meeting in Tennessee. When? Oh, wow, March the 24th, 2015. Hello. In Tennessee. Bible Belt. Goodness gracious, let's see what happens here. I haven't heard this, so I don't know what's going to happen. Let's see what happens. Risky, risky, risky.
For these men and women that lead this city and the government that we enjoy, may they make decisions that would benefit all of us, not just now, but in the future. For all these things and more, Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, I pray.
Amen. 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 If everyone please remain standing, I want to ask Dr. Tom Patterson to lead us in the pledge.
Yes. Prepare for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honorable Mayor, could I just say a word, please? I thank God for this time that we have together and these men and women who are here to lead our city. And as Brother Ron has said, I thank God for the diversity that we have in this country, the ability that we have, the freedoms that we have to choose to do different things. But I also know that our country is founded upon God and a belief in our God. And I thank God that we still have that opportunity to express that. And I just speak a blessing on this council tonight in Jesus' name. And I'd ask you if I could just pray a prayer. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and praise you for this opportunity, this time that you have given us to assemble together. Father, I pray for these leaders. I pray that the wisdom of the Holy Ghost would be upon them,
And Father, I speak that through your direction and through your power, they'll make right decisions, and I know that they will, that will lead this city. Father, I pray even for the leaders of our nation at every level, that they would be led by your Spirit and follow the wisdom that you would place in their lives. Lord, I just ask you, according to the apostle, as he prayed, that we would all have the mind of Christ, as he spoke to the church at Philippi and told us that we should have the mind of Christ, that we would humble ourselves before him. And your word has also told us that at the name of Jesus your Son, every knee would bow and every tongue would confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We do that tonight in your name, and we thank you for this opportunity to call upon you. We bless this assembly and this people in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank God.
Okay, that's that one. And remember, and that one guy, he left out the word God on that. Now let's see. See what happens here. You see, he was really explicit about not saying under God. That's one. Here, an atheist group provides the invocation. As I said before, they will be forced to worship Lucifer. This is documented. Now, I don't think they know that. Alright, here we go. Hold on a second. Alright, this one is not, it's not a YouTube. Now, in addition to that, you got several other instances that's taken place. Pagan, despite not being asked to give invocation, recites a prayer to Satan during a school board meeting in January 23rd, 2015. See, there's more of these things than people realize that's going on around the country. That's why it's going, he said, 1 in 5. Well, I found out that recent of those that are turning into atheists or Luciferian are 1 in 4, humanist. And it's increasing exponentially. This is what's happening. Now, the atheists are the ones. Atheists to offer invocation in New York Town at the Center of Public Prayer in June 23rd, 2014. So it's way past just Florida. Quite a few more. And it's increasing across the country. See, they're creeping up on you. This is how they do it. Well, what they don't realize is they're going to be under the gun also. No pun intended. And they got to realize this. But, you know, how do you get across to people like that? Well, let me tell you something. Here's how the other side does it. I'm going to show you something else now. Watch. Well, you can't watch, can you? You got to listen to. Now, very clever how they do this. They take ministers that's trained by Jesuits. They use a King James Bible even. You have Terry Jones, Stephen Anderson. You got many of them. Anderson in Arizona, Jones in some podunk town in Florida. Well, let me tell you something about him. That Terry Jones, the Quran-burning pastor, he's a fraud. Let me tell you why. He was in Germany for 30 years working for P2, intelligence. Yeah, he had a cult group over there. I've got one of the handbooks. He worked with intelligence in Germany called P2. So when he came over here, he started burning Qurans. It caused a complete ruckus over in the Middle East. Now, why would the ones in the Middle East give a hoot about some podunk preacher out here in Florida burning is all coordinated? That's why. And he's blamed on Benghazi, too. All that. Family, it's all orchestrated. That's not my main point. My main point is the manipulation that is so intricate. Okay, for example, if I was doing a Bible study with some folks and trying to witness, and I say, you know, y'all a bunch of stupid people ain't listening to me. Are they going to witness? Are they going to listen to me? No. The Bible says not to cause someone to hate you. So if I go burning Korans, is that going to cause or allow or to pull in Muslims into looking at Jesus, listening about Jesus? No. They're going to dig in and pull away, get mad even, right? That's the purpose. So they'll move away. So we'll make it worldwide. Why couldn't they just burn them there if it's going to in Florida and they have their little thing in that little old town there and that's it? No. No. It was coordinated worldwide for Terry Jones to say Barack Obama should be hung or killed, whatever. And it's the same thing Stephen Anderson is saying. And burning the Korans to make sure that they would dig in, Muslims, and not even think about Jesus. And to hate all Christians. Because we're all associated with him and Westboro Baptist Church. Same thing. They're coordinated with the Christian Identity, KKK, Arnold Murray. All these guys are part of Westboro. Westboro's connected. Phelps, no, that gum 9 yards of them. I found connections. That's what they're for. They did what? They our Marines would have a funeral. They'd come in and do all this. It's all designed. So now, that's the ones that dig in when they see their Quran being burned. Now, what about the ones that start seeing about Jesus, and Jesus is convicting their hearts to move over from Islam to Christianity, well, to worshiping Jesus? What about those? They got them too. Rick Warren is a Council of Foreign Relations member. He is a member of the Illuminati. And that book he wrote, Purposeful Driven Life, is a bunch of trash. All it is New Age, mumbo-jumbo nonsense. Saddleback, bad news. Doug Dynasty, got their own Bible. You can't do that. That's against God. So it cancels them out. And guess who they work with? Saddleback. So guess what now? So when those Muslims say, you know, this thing about Jesus, I'm starting to believe it. They got what's called Chrislam. A convoluted, perverted form of Christianity mixed in with Islam. They got them both ways. I'm going to tell you something. For those that's doing this, God's got a special place for them. It's white hot too. Unless they repent of what they're doing, Jones, Rick Warren, Osteen, all the rest of them, God's going to bring judgment upon them. They have no idea what's coming in their judgment. That's a guarantee. Victoria Osteen, some months ago, do good for yourself and God will be happy. Say what? That's the Humanist Manifesto. Family, they're coming out of the closet. Now, let me show you what I mean. Oh, I got some stuff for you. Now, you tell me. If I jump on homosexuals and I say, you are nothing but blah, 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 are they going to listen to me about witness about Jesus? No. They're not going to listen to my witnessing. It don't mean I get buddy-buddy and nothing like that or whatever, but you witness the love of Jesus to them, let the Holy Spirit work, then you move on. They're receptive or rejected. Tell me more about this Jesus. Oh, there you go. But when I jump on them, call them names, get angry, act stupid, it puts a bad light on all of us. Well, that's not an individual thing. This is by design, trained by Jesuits to make sure. And then use a King James Bible. Stephen Anderson, you tell me. In a minute. Stand by.
They're all pedophiles. If you executed the homos like God recommends, you wouldn't have all this AIDS.
Start over. Here we go.
No homos will ever be allowed on this church as long as I'm the pastor here. Never! All homos are pedophiles.
Amen.
There, I said it. They're all pedophiles. If you executed the homos like God recommends, you wouldn't have all this AIDS running rampant.
Good evening. Those hateful words are from the mouth of a Tempe pastor preaching that God's word says that killing gay people is the only way to get rid of AIDS by Christmas. He says all gays are pedophiles. He says the biggest hypocrite in the world is the person who believes in the death penalty for murderers, but not for homosexuals. Pastor Stephen Anderson has agreed to join us tonight for an exclusive one-on-one interview. Pastor Anderson, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to keep it playing, but keep in mind, he's got a spot on the Channel TV News. There is the key. He is Illuminati all the way. He would never get a position like this unless he was Illuminati connected to the Council of Foreign Relations. Here we go.
Thanks for having me on.
Have you always hated gay people? Is it something your father taught you, or is it something that you came to on your own?
No, I haven't always. You know, I grew up in a Christian home, but it wasn't until I read the Bible cover to cover at age 17 that I discovered the truth of what the Bible really says, because a lot of passages don't ever get preached from the pulpit because they're simply not popular.
I have to be honest, when I heard your sermon, it sounded like the rantings of someone who was either a hate monger or a religious zealot. And I'm wondering, which are you?
Well, I'm a religious zealot. And, you know, I love the Bible. I love God's word. I believe that the law of the Lord is perfect. And, you know, Leviticus 20:13 clearly says, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with the woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And, you know, as a Christian, I believe the Bible, and that's where I get my belief.
Doesn't the Ten Commandment, isn't the first commandment, thou shalt not kill?
No, the first commandment is, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Okay.
But,
Is thou shalt not kill one of the commandments?
Yes, it is. But what you have to understand is that the Bible commands that certain people be put to death, not by me, not by Christians. It's obviously not my job or the job of any Christian to go out and kill anybody, and I've never taught anything like that. But rather that the government's job is to punish criminals and to execute those who committed capital crimes. And according to the Bible, homosexuality is a capital crime, and I didn't write the Bible.
What if irony of irony, as it turned out that you had a gay son or a gay daughter, would you want them dead as a way to cure AIDS?
Well, that's just a fallacy that it just turns out that certain people are gay. That's just a lie. Because it's not random. It's not something that's just going to accidentally happen to one of my children.
Wait, how do you think it happens then?
Well, the Bible's real clear how it happens in Romans chapter 1. It talks about how God gives people over to a reprobate mind to do these filthy acts. So it has to do with them rejecting the Lord and rejecting Jesus Christ.
And I'll ask again, Pastor, and I'm not trying to be argumentative, but I want to understand that you're a man of your word. If you had a gay son or a gay daughter, what would you do?
Well, it's not going to happen. If I did, I would have nothing to do with it. That's like saying, well, what if your daughter, you know, grew up to be an axe murderer? What if your son grew up to be like Adolf Hitler? You know, what would you do then? I mean, it's just a silly question.
Well, as long as you bring up Adolf Hitler, he wanted to exterminate Jews and anyone who wasn't blonde hair and blue eyed, who didn't fit into his vision of the way people should be. Isn't that, in a way, what you're preaching, that you want to get rid of anyone who isn't heterosexual?
Absolutely not. I'm preaching the Bible, something that Adolf Hitler rejected. He taught evolution, which is why he wanted to execute what he considered to be inferior races.
But
I don't believe in races.
To see anyone who's not heterosexual die, correct?
Well, the Bible says that
I'm asking what you believe.
I believe the Bible. I believe what the Bible says. And if I didn't, then I wouldn't be a Baptist. I wouldn't be a Christian,
you know,
if I didn't believe the Bible.
It sounds like, because you won't answer what you believe, that you're hiding behind the Bible.
Hold on a second. I believe what the Bible says, that homosexuals should be executed. Let me make myself clear. I believe that, and I've never gone back on that for one second. So every Christian believes the Bible,
or else
they're not even really a Christian.
If you believe that, anyone who is not heterosexual should die, correct?
Absolutely, of course. That's what the Bible says.
You hate gay people.
Yes.
I'm Jewish. How do you feel about Jews?
Oh, I don't hate Jews. I mean, that's just a straw man to try to compare me to Hitler. I don't hate Jews whatsoever.
Blacks? Do you hate black people? Because
of course not. My church is filled with black people.
Did you say, Pastor, that you prayed for the death of Barack Obama?
Oh, so now Obama and the race card comes out. My church is filled with black people. My church is filled with all races. In fact, the Bible says we're all of one
blood.
Am
I misquoting you? Or did you say that you pray for the death of Barack Obama?
Well, yes, I did, but Obama's white. Obama's not black anyway. He's half white and half black, so just as well as you can call him black, I'll call him white. He's a white man.
Some would say that just as the Taliban and the ISIS fighters have perverted Islam and made it violent to fit their vision of the world, that's what you're doing, is you're perverting Christianity to fit your vision of the world.
Well, let the viewer read for themselves. Let them pull the Bible off their shelf and look up Leviticus 20:13, and then let them be the judge. Intelligent people will listen to the entire sermon, aids the judgment of God, and will pull their Bible off their shelf and read Leviticus 20:13.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but did you say that if people perceive you as a hate monger or your church as a hate group, so be it?
Absolutely. I don't care how people perceive me. They called Jesus Beelzebub. They nailed him to the cross. And Jesus said that they hated him because he testified of their works, that their works were evil. That's what I'm doing. That's why they hate me.
All right, Pastor Stephen Anderson, thanks for coming in. And if you'd
Thank
like
you.
To watch the entire interview with Pastor Anderson, you can go to 12news.azcentral.com.
Okay. Anderson, that was all scripted out. They knew what they were going to say. And he puts them on there. It's all out and scripted, planned out, yeah? First of all, by quoting Leviticus, he denies Jesus Christ and still uses the King James Bible. That's denial of Jesus, you see. Now, he's not stupid. A little dumb, maybe, but not stupid. So how do you feel about Christianity today? How do you feel about if I was to witness to someone? Oh, I remember you. Oh, you're like that Stephen Anderson guy or other whatever, and there's a connection there. That's what it's for. That is the purpose of this interview and everything else, to poison the minds of his congregation. Oh, he's not the only one. Oh, there's many more. That's how it works. So if you're an agnostic, if you're on the road, you know, on the middle ground, and you hear all this, and on the news, you see, he got a worldwide national audience as well. By design, the Council of Foreign Relations set that sucker up. Uh-huh. That's how they work. Are you a zealot? Well, yeah, I'm a zealot. Right out of there. Citing Old Testament laws. Jesus fulfilled the scripture. He didn't abolish it, but Jesus fulfilled it. Your sins are forgiven you. Go and sin no more. Anderson seems to forget that. I don't think he forgot that. They have an agenda. That's worse. AIDS. HIV AIDS. He says is a judgment for God. It's another lie. HIV/AIDS come from Fort Detrick, Maryland. It was designed in the laboratory. I got a working study on that. Oh, there's missions and studies and all kinds of testimony confirms. The military developed HIV/AIDS in 1978-79. Put in the grains. Monkeys went over to Africa, not Africa coming over here. They started the killing process in 1980 by design. HIV, derivatives were Ebola, and also the Gulf War Syndrome was part of it. That's why they wanted to reduce the immune system. So the Gulf War Syndrome was kill our troops. Progress in the Walter Reed hospitals and places was how many... was how many sugar packs they could tear till they died. You see, you've got a government, a European government, a Russian government, they all work together. A Luciferian worldwide network that's going down. In the meantime, it's for us to choose where you're going to go. So when I say take Jesus as Savior, I heard that Stephen Anderson guy. I heard this other guy. I heard Hagee. I heard all this. I heard Benny Hinn say, you find me a weapon and I kill somebody that tells about me on the radio, television, radio. What Benny Hinn says. I've been trying to find somewhere in the Bible where I could kill someone. That's what he says. They know what they're doing. Your Copelands, Joyce Myers, Eastern Star, family, get with Jesus, not humans, but Jesus Christ. Because we're in enemy territory throughout this earth. You see? It's not following individual. It's following Jesus. And the King James Bible is irrefutably the perfect Word of God. And there's not a Harvard professor, Stanford, Yale, I can name off about 40 of them, and I guarantee you not one of them can prove otherwise, or they would have already anyway. They haven't been able to over 300 years. Before that, it had to be read in secret. Kept in the Alps from the 2nd and 3rd century. And before that, it was copies of the originals. The Vatican murdered 50 to 68 million people between 1200 A.D. and 1800 A.D. to stifle Jesus-following Christians and Jews. Even Jasanovic in Bosnia, Croatia, in 1943, same thing. Satan's been doing this continually since dawn of time. That's what's going on today. And that almost could be proven, too, when you start connecting the dots. The different emperors. Four of the emperors were predicted by Daniel in a dream by Nebuchadnezzar. 2,500 years in the future with 100% success. If you find a so-called prophet or man of God that makes mistakes and predictions, the first one he makes, no matter what, he's done. The Lord told me to tell you, blah, 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 in December the 12th, 2011, and it doesn't happen, he's done. It's over. Those like Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, Gene Dixon, they're all fakes and frauds. Can they come close? Yeah, because they work with Satan. And Satan can make things happen, but not everything. So that's why their predictions come close, but no cigar. False prophets. Test them. And don't be afraid to stand up. And just because they've got 100 books and they've got CDs, DVDs, that doesn't mean one thing. It means zero. Family, stand up for Jesus Christ. Stand up for the King James Bible. It is going to go away when the falling away happens in the future. Oh, you haven't seen the falling away yet. Is it being set up? I've just talked about that today. Yes, it is. Working on the children. That's why they got each generation named. Millennials. X and Y is the millennials. And then the Z. Because they've been working on every generation, chipping away at their belief system. I've been keeping track of it. Family, there's a big, big picture going on today. And throughout history, absolutely, they've used one group to persecute another. They go into the country. They go into the country. Whatever it is that they're going to then attack. Change. They befriend the country. The Jesuits do this. The Jesuits family. And they mesh into the culture. Fifth column strategy. Find out how they live. What makes them tick. What's their rituals. What's their belief system. Then they go back. And they come up with a plan to take them down. That's how it really works. That's what the Jesuits do. Okay. There we go. Man, it got cut off there. That's never happened before. But anyway, I didn't make that happen either. I don't do none of those sensational things. You know what they do? Oh, somebody cut me off. They're taking me down. NSA is after me. Yeah, later I'm back on. Yeah. No. That one, I don't know why that went off. That's curious. Anyway. So, family, tonight I'm going to do Bible study. And I want to talk about the sinner's prayer. And that sinner's prayer, they say, is going to send more people to hell than anything. It's about faith. It's about belief and repentance. They're not covering that. Jesus, come into my heart, they say. But there's more to it than that. I'm going to talk about that tonight. It's very important. Family, I wasn't sure how far I would go today with this discussion. Apparently, this has been the program. I really do let the Holy Spirit guide me. Sometimes I just have no idea. And as people confirm, I'll start and I said, I just don't know what I'm going to talk about. And I just go through the, I'm led that way. And then, there we go. The millennials have been worked on to get rid of the thinking process that they received from their baby boomer parents. Who did this? Tavistock, a behavioral think tank in London. They whitewashed the baby boomers beginning in the 1950s and 1960s by design. They had to change your thinking after the 1950s and start the reducing of the baby boomers' life expectancy in all kinds of ways. I've got the plan. I can tell you what they've done. I can tell you about what they're going to do because it's all written down. It's not a prediction. To summarize it, Brock Chisholm, look at this guy. This guy's evil, was evil. He's a Unitarian. He sums it up. To achieve world government, he says, 1948 to 53, he was the director of the United Nations World Health Organization. Summing it up, he says, to achieve our world government, it is necessary that we remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and their religious dogmas, unquote. Family, they have done that. So to get rid of the baby boomers' lessons learned from their parents, the quiet generation of World War I, World War II, they had to pound you with drugs, cancer, Vietnam, both were planned to lose, Korea and Vietnam. Agent Orange, the music, the clothing, everything was planned, literally, in Tavistock, in London. Edward Bernays, many others, Sigmund Freud. Edward Bernays was a nephew of Sigmund Freud. And once they whitewashed the baby boomers, like a cold water on them, then they started working on their children. So when they say to change the minds of men, family, they start, just like Chester Pierce says, in 1973, in front of teachers, 2,000 of them, he lays it out, how you change the minds of men. 20 years later, he let it out, the secret. He said to 2,000 teachers. 20-some years after Brock Chisholm, Dr. Pierce of Harvard said to 2,000 teachers in teachers' conference in Denver, Colorado, 1973, this rascal Chester Pierce said, and I quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances. That toward our founding fathers, there you go, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future. So how do you change the minds of men? You start when they're 5 years old. And where do you change it? 9 months out of the year, 5 days out of the week, 8 hours per day. It's called school. Every school is a school of humanism. Every college university now is a school of humanism, socialism, and Marxism. So now to test, they do questionnaires. They do studies. They do articles. I found one, 27 March 2015. And they're specific. Millennials, quote, want contraception to be accessible to everyone. They test their work to see how far along they've come. Quote, for Christian millennials, gay marriage debates produces new views on morality. You see, it's all coming around, and people don't realize they're being pulled into a crab shack, a crab pot. They're being attacked, and they don't even know it. They're being used. So they separate and divide peoples, political ideology, religious, educational, every way to keep us divided until the day comes that they announce the New World Order in one 24-hour period. So these militia guys and SEALs and all these guys going to fight this New World Order and all this stuff, they have no idea what they're up against. They have no clue about the UN troops already here and the Russians, Chinese, the Belgium, Singapore. They sent all our troops out to almost 150 countries or more. And they'll be left there alone when this happens. They'll be told, get on the plane, we got to get out of here. You got to turn your weapons in before you get on the plane. When you get off the plane, you'll be surrounded by the host nation troops. That's part of their plan. Defective microchips, defective chips, guidance system of the F-15s. Chinese are part of that. 22 to 26 suicides per day of our veterans is being orchestrated. You see? And I've already told you today what they're doing. But now let me tell you something else, though. It don't matter what they do, because the supernatural is the natural part of this universe. Jesus Christ is King. He's going to let it go on for so long, and He is allowing Satan, the supernatural, to placate the elite, to make them believe they're in control, make them believe that they have control of this New World Order, until He pulls the plug on them. And there's nothing they can do. That's what's coming. You see? So they want you to lose hope. They want you to have fear. Like Peter did when he's walking on the water. He had fear. What happened? He started sinking. You have to have faith. And open up that line between you and Jesus. He is your intercessor in this war, this supernatural war. There's not one human in the history of mankind, a group of humans, that could think this conspiracy up. It's impossible. They come, they die. Family bloodlines just dissipate. They argue, they fight, even at a high level. They couldn't come through with this. It's supernatural. I want to talk about, I've been doing a study on the way they've manipulated the different generations. And every time I think I got a handle on it, and there's more information comes out on it. It is so complex how they've manipulated the generations to change the minds of men to fit the humanist, Marxist, agenda, and then moving on into the Humanist Manifesto. That's the bottom line. You see, humanism and Satanism are the same. And the link with Freemasonry and the worship of Satan and Lucifer that the lower level Freemasons have no idea. And the world is greatly deceived into fearing Islam, Zionism, World War III, which is being faked now. Oh, can they have a war? Yeah. But that war would lead to the first seal. Then we're in it for 7 years and Jesus Christ comes back. We're close. But the world is deceived into fearing all these isms and environmental pollution and world hunger and all this stuff to keep us busy. And these are threats and issues, certainly, but they're propagating them. They're making them happen to keep us divided, to keep us in fear. However, the real threat and the real enemy that's using all these issues are distraction for secular humanism. It's being brought to your children and started at the age of 5 to adult. And then it intensifies your entire life to death. And yet most of the world have no idea that they're being destroyed from within. The humanists and Satanists and Luciferians, those who worship Lucifer, are the same. But they have different protocols. Humanism prepares the mind to accept worship of Satan. I have proven, even in a city council meeting, that they're praying to Satan, Krishna, Zeus, Thor, Satan, all in the same prayer, Buddha, donut eater. Too many donuts that boy ate. All in one prayer. If you got Mighty Thor, anybody ever seen Thor besides the movie? I haven't. I'd love to ask him after that meeting, when's the last time you saw Thor? Just asking. Well, don't go away mad. Really? I mean, these are adults doing this, talking about praying to Thor. That just blows me away. I mean, really? And I have dedicated my broadcast and Bible studies to raise the banner of this insidious, satanic enemy almost nobody's talking about in this generation. I've offered ways, told people ways of spiritual warfare, how to combat this enemy, how to deal with it, of which if I can, anybody can. I'm nobody special. You can do it your own. Research, research, research. Study the Bible. Pray. I'm just trying to get people to think about it. Before you tackle a problem, you got to first recognize that there is a problem. Then identify the enemy or the problem fully. Our military, especially the secrets, special services, forces, they're microchipped. They can find them anywhere they are, anytime they want to. They don't realize that. It's coming to a pinnacle soon. You can see it happening. And they got to cut every generation to where by the year 2025, that is their deadline. It may vary back and forth. And by the way, this is April. Oh, yeah. Month of April, I'm going to hammer hard. Yeah, I'm going to Thor hammer. Thor hammer, the Wesak Festival. That's where the supernatural beings converge. 6 or 7 of them, to be exact, through sacrifice, child murder, rape, and sodomy. These fallen angels converge. They manifest physically in the Wesak Festival. And here they set up their new initiates. Satan is Sanat Kumara. This is not some comic book. This is real. Nobody talks about this. W-E-S-A-K. Look it up. The Wesak Festival. And look up the Wesak Experience. It's real. Fallen angels, the same ones that talked to Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, Michael Aquino, the same ones show up at the Wesak Festival every year, either channeled or they physically manifest. And they set the plans. They control the Bilderberg. They control the Trilateral Commission. They control the United Nations. They control all of the secret societies at the highest level. These hierarchy we're talking about. They control your kings and queens of this world. They're nothing more than mere slaves of these hierarchy I'm talking about. Vril, the blue bloodline, Order of the Black Sun. It gets really into deep. That's what's going on today. You know, I can tell you that the loudest, most active proponents of global government are the liberal humanists. And you heard on the prayer of that one vice mayor, whatever, he talked about humanists. Oh, yeah. Who handles your schools? Humanists. What are Freemasons, the highest level? Humanists. Humanism is a legally recognized religion. Oh. You see? It denies the existence of God or any supernatural being. Humanists believe that all life evolved through natural processes. There's no soul. There's no life after death. Laws, morals, and ethics are derived not from spiritual or moral code, but from culture and the vast array of human experience, scientific knowledge. Oh, by the way, King James Bible hadn't changed since over 300-400 years, right? Man, you can't take a science book from a year ago and it'd be the same thing. They keep coming out, drink coffee for this, that, and the other. Then a year later, oh, you can't drink coffee, it's going to kill you. Drink 8 glasses of water to get better. Oh, you can't drink that much water. They can't make up their fool mind about what's one thing or another. Your scientific evidence. Now they got the teachers cheating because they're trying to keep their jobs and trying to get their students passed through so they get jobs when they get out. And the globalists, they know that. Taken to a religious extreme, humanists are represented by the New Age movement. And guess who the father of the New Age movement is? Time up. Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest. Oh, imagine that. And the New Age belief, guess who the mother was? Helena Blavatsky. First phase of New Age movement. Second phase, Alice Bailey. Third phase, Michael Aquino, 1975. He's at the Pentagon, by the way. MK Ultra, mind control. He knew about Anton LaVey, Aleister Crowley, most evil people on the face of this earth. The New Age belief recognizes a deity, but believes that deity exists as an energy, and that's of which all things are a part. And the New Age organization as the Aquarian Age community. Lucius Trust. It was called formerly Lucifer Trust. That's a bit obvious. And then they changed it to Lucius Trust. You have endless numbers, lists of humanist associations. They're among the strongest supporters of a global government. They're aligned with the United Nations as consultative non-government organizations. Your Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, all these are connected with them. And you know what? It's been slowly interjected into our culture, taking off full steam ahead, planned by a behavioral think tank called Tavistock in London. And you know the years, 1947 to present day, this think tank has been inundating our education system, our military, religion, industrial environment with its precepts while we sleep. I'm going to talk some more about this. You got B.F. Skinner, Paul Kurtz. You got Manifesto 1, 2, and 3. I've been keeping track of this for a long time. I may continue talking about this tomorrow. and coming into the program today. You know, in 1933, dozens of the nation's most prominent humanists collaborated with the Humanist Manifesto. John Dewey, father of American education, was among the original signers of the manifesto. He had set up the extraterrestrial hoax. Extraterrestrial hoax was set up by him and others that's yet to come. 1973, Manifesto 2 was released to update it. Isaac Aminoff, B.F. Skinner, was among the most notable signatories. Another manifesto, shorter, the year 2000, more modernized. A brief look at the documents, you can find out the dark side of humanism. And to bring to light the importance of this evil influence in our country and the world, uses outside threats to distract from its true purpose, as I've proven you today. That's what they're doing. It's all about distraction, setting up the laws to support their position. But they lose at the Battle of Armageddon. They lose at the first trumpet sound. They're done. The humanist threat is Satan's main weapon of choice. Jesus Christ, repent. Take Jesus as your Savior and believe on Him. That is the key. You don't need a church. You don't need a religion, because Christianity is a religion. It's got 41,000 different sects. 41,000. Jesus Christ is not about religion. He's about your salvation. And He's coming back in His time. In the meantime, we take the time to spread the gospel and to quell the worry. Don't let them tell you and worry you about FEMA. And worry you about, be concerned. But don't sit there and worry about it and have fear. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It'll happen in one day. One 24-hour period, you won't get any warning. But you'll start depending on Jesus then. Well, start now. Get a head start. If you lead your family in prayer, I never said prayer. Well, get an index card, hold it down in front of your plate, and start doing it, reading off of that. I don't know what to say. Matthew 6. Read that. That's all you got to do. The disciples didn't either. Lord, how do we pray? You pray in this manner. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be. That's all you got to do. And you watch what happens. Well, they're trying to stop that by taking your children away from you. Don't let them do it. Find out what they're being taught. Take an interest. Bring your family back. And Freemasons, renounce that stupid blood oath. Why do you have secrets in your family? The minute you said, well, honey, I can't tell you, you already put a little barrier right there already. Renounce that blood oath and get out of there. Cut the nonsense out. They're not going to help you. They'll backstab you in a heartbeat when they don't like you anymore. And always, matter of fact, I got a 4-page dissertation to show how they can ruin a man. Family, Jesus Christ is your only salvation. And family, I got to go. Tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. And I'll remind you that I'm played up in also randomly my broadcast from Bible studies at highpointradio.net as a favor. He likes my broadcast. He likes my Bible studies. Whoopee. I appreciate that. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, and he plays my broadcast and Bible studies on a random basis on his network in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He's got sponsors up there. And so you can look on his website, highpointradio.net, and find out who his sponsors are if you live in that area, and use them. Or give him some donations. Give him a hand. For me, he just plays my broadcast and Bible studies. Have a website, watchmanforjesus.com. And I have a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. And I am got to go. So, family, thank you all for your attention. And tonight, hit the ground running. Tomorrow, hit the ground running again. So we'll see you all tomorrow. This is your watchman, Thomas Campbell. I'm signing off.
Love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Every day.